This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This week on First Date, where do you date? Are you online?
I date in New York City. That's where I live, you know.
Just walking around. You're like,
Walk around. Hey, you. Hey, you. You look like
here.
You had a bat mitzvah. Get over here. You- Is your name Rachel? Rubenstein, Bergowitz. Get over here. I'll take you. Summertime, bad time to meet people on a serious level. Good time to fuck, bad time to date. Summertime.
Why is it a bad time?
Springtime, people are in relationships or they're breaking up. Springtime, good time to cheat.
What?
I'm so excited to see you tonight.
First date, baby. First date, I can't wait. First date.
And just like that, we're on another episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to First Date with me as your host, Lauren Compton. You may know my next guest from his wildly popular dating podcast, You Up, or his comedy podcast, J-Train, or his new Netflix special, 37 and Single. Give it up for Jared Freed.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Studio audience,
This is my big studio audience.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you so much for having
two
me.
Two people in the booth.
That's all we need. I'm pumped to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
This is so nice.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah. I got my coffee. This is good.
So, first things first, I've got a menu.
Okay.
I've got appetizer questions.
Okay.
Main course questions.
Mm-hmm.
And then a dessert question.
Love it.
I'll call out some red flags if I see them.
Okay.
I'll call out green flags.
Okay.
And do we need a safe word?
I don't know. Nothing's too extreme.
Okay.
For this guy.
So, just go. Green
light. Let's do it.
Okay. Well, I wrote some new questions. Let me get to them.
Okay.
We're going to start off with some appetizer questions. How do you feel about a girl getting spray tans?
I'm okay with it if that makes her feel good. I go tanning. I get the real thing.
Like outside in the sun or at...
I would go to a booth. I wouldn't do spray tan because I just... Whatever. My whole family looks like leather gloves. Like my parents live in Boca. We're all just tan people. Like if I sit on the beach... Let's let the sun hit me. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'll put on like a 15 later in the day if I'm feeling it a little roasty. But no, spray tan, good for you. As long as it's well done. You know, a half done spray tan, it's like, why'd we even do it? You know, like, and sometimes, listen, I understand that. You use the wrong one. You try out some different brands. You got to find the right one for you.
Yeah.
But as the act of getting a spray tan, go for it. That's amazing.
The smell doesn't bother you?
Never really notice the smell. Sometimes when they're fresh out of the oven, the spray tan oven, yeah, you can smell it. Like I when I was dating my ex, she would get a spray tan, you'd smell a little bit, but you know, it was great.
Well, yeah.
I feel good, look good, be good. That's my motto.
How long has that been your motto?
Just now, right now, I just thought of it. Someone else has said that, but like if you feel good, then you act better. Like nothing feels better than when pants fit well.
Yeah.
When pants are tight, it's a bad day.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like
if your shirt doesn't fit, if you gotta like pull it out on yourself, that's a bad day. I'm in a bad mood. When my underwear, like I've had bad days where I'm like, why am I in a mood? And then I'll take off my underwear and I'll be like, the band was tight. So like that to me is like, if anything, so whatever makes me hit straight, that's what I'm going to do, and that's what everyone should do.
Right.
You know, like if a spray tan makes you, you know, I hit straight, I mean in golf sense. Like I suck at golf, but when I drive, I got to aim left to go straight. So the same in life. Like if whatever makes me
feel
hit
good.
That ball straight, yeah. And I'm always in favor
it's
of it.
It's all fun and games until your jeans don't fit anymore.
The worst feeling in the world, growing up, my mom used to take me shopping. We would go in the dressing room. She'd go, try on the pants. And my mom's like addicted to shopping. She loves shopping. So if you didn't like something she picked out, it was like a personal offense to her. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like if someone's like, try this on. And she would go, try this on. And the pants wouldn't fit. And I go, I don't like them. She'd go, why? And I'm like, I just don't like them. And she'd be like, why? I'd be like, they don't fit. She'd be like, why? I'd be like, because I'm a fat fuck. I'm 10 years old, okay? You fed me too much. That's why the pants don't fit. So let's move on. So I have this, like, very, like, I've tried to be zen about, like, you know, looks and feeling and connecting the feeling, mind, body, soul stuff. I'm not really a crystals guy, but, like, it does sound crystal-ish.
Yeah.
You know?
What is the most money you've spent on an article of clothing?
Oh, I don't know specifically, mm-hmm. but I have a very expensive jacket that I just got, and I love it.
Is it like leather?
Billy Reid. Look it up. Billy Reid. It's the one he wore on James Bond. I love this jacket. I bought it before I went to Europe because I wanted – here was my plan in Europe. Uh-huh. I wanted to pack small. I was going for like 3 weeks. So like I wanted to like make sure I could travel, and I was doing touring. I was doing shows.
Oh, it's like a peacoat.
It's like a peacoat heavy-ish. So when I went to Europe, I wanted to wear t-shirts with the jacket jeans, just the way
wow.
our friend Bond is wearing it. And I was so happy with the look. Again, look good, feel good, be good. This was a big part of that. I'm like ready. I could never live in Austin. Like, this is too hot. I would just, it's not my style.
We all disintegrate.
It's horrible. Like, I just, also, like, I couldn't dress for it. Like, I'd always want to, like, have the jacket on.
Yeah.
So, like, this look to me, if I get that, this is, like, my scale now. Like, if I grow out of this jacket, then I'll have to have a talk with myself and start eating differently and, like, have a whole lifestyle
change. Oh, yeah,
change.
No one. So then we go from, like, your jeans not fitting to your jacket not fitting.
If this jacket stops fitting me, how much does it cost?
This is why girls wear yoga pants, by the way. You get to grow, like, three sizes.
That's an expensive jacket.
Oh, that is an expensive jacket. $800. So would you say safely that $800 is the most you've ever spent on an article?
No, I wouldn't say it safely. But I would say that that's an expense. That was something that made me feel. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like when someone leaves a show. They don't remember your jokes. They remember how you made them feel.
Mm-hmm.
I think the same goes for like articles of clothing. Like there's nothing else I remember that like made me go, should I do it? You know, like that
yeah.
feeling of like, you're taking like a tough shit. You're like, should I squeeze this one out? You know? The answer is yes. Listen, in Europe, I felt really good. I was eating well and having a good time. So
have you ever taken a girl to Europe with you?
I never have.
No? You don't?
No.
You never liked the girl enough? Or?
No, never had the funds, never had the place of life.
So you've never taken a girl, do you ever take girls traveling with you in general?
Of course.
Utah,
what makes you think Utah?
I don't know. You don't want to go to
I would go
country?
To Utah. I like Park City. I would take a girl there.
You find a
Where
nice
have I taken
Mormon
a girl?
Girl?
What's that?
Mormons are there?
Not for me.
No?
No, my mom would be very upset. She'd be like, Mormon? Are there Jewish Mormons? That would be, are there Jewish Mormons? I'd be like, no, mom, I don't think you understand the concept of religion. I've taken girls. I've gone to Aruba with girls, Charleston. I say it like I'm bringing my...
So you're bringing them on tour?
Yeah. It sounds like I'm bringing my, like, 10 women. Come with me, ladies. Like, I'm fucking...
You might like the Mormon religion.
That would be a good space for me. No, it was always... I would take a girl I'm dating. We've gone on the road sometimes. But, you know, I think that vacation me is where I'm at my best. I'm good on the beach. I'm up... And Adam, I'm a beach by nooner. That's a thing. I love getting to the beach early.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a beach vacation guy. So, yeah, I think that's like when I'm... But like, you know, vacation with someone, that is saying something by actions. You know, that is saying that you are... You can't... It's like birthdays, beware of birthdays, vacations, holidays... global pandemics. If you go through them with someone, you are more serious than you were before.
Well, yeah.
Right. So if you go, you know, you can't just frivolously go on a vacation with someone.
Do you typically date Jewish girls?
Mm-hmm.
How important is it to you that a girl is Jewish?
I think of it this way, where when you're dating someone, when you're trying to figure out who you want to date, you don't want to go on bad first dates.
Right.
And you want to have something in common. To me, I have more in common generally with Jewish women than someone who's not Jewish. So,
uh-huh.
like, we have a background that we share. We've both done high holidays. We've both had Kugel. We've both gone to maybe summer camp. You know, like, we both went to Hebrew school maybe. We had a bar mitzvah. So, like, those are commonalities. And you know, I think when you're dating, you're looking for someone to be your family, mm-hmm. you know, in a very hokey, cheesy way. So like, I think that works into that. And that's probably why I go more towards Jewish than not.
Mm-hmm. Where do you date? Are you online? Are you?
I've done the apps. You know, I date in New York City. That's where I live, you know.
Just
so.
Walking around. You're like,
walking around. Hey, you. Hey, you. You look like you had a bat mitzvah. Get over here. Is your name Rachel? Rubenstein, Bergowitz, get over here. I'll take you. That's how I date. I go to the bagel store and I go through the line and I'm like, hey, who in this line?
Yeah.
Likes a good crap luck. Lauren doesn't even know what a crap luck is.
I don't know what a crap luck is, but it's
like,
a funny word.
Is that a ruler of Russia? Okay.
So I guess Germans are off the table.
There's German Jews.
There's German Jews?
Of course.
Oh, they intermingled behind enemy lines?
No, what are you putting together an experiment here?
No, I'm trying to see what kind of cult we're building.
They intermingled? There's German. Jewish people are a nomadic culture, nomadic religion. We're all over the place. We're everywhere, baby.
Man, you guys.
There's even Austin Jews. There's German Jews. There's Utah Jews.
Ginger Jews.
We got redheads. We got blondes, brunettes. We got them all. We're in, baby.
Fucking like rabbits.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Good for y'all.
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of restaurant to take a girl to? Fine dining for a first date?
First date, no dinner, no food. I'm going to a coffee, wine, hybrid spot. Those are my favorite new first date spots. There's a place called St. Jardim that's in New York in the West Village. Highly recommend. There's a place called, it's right up the street from there. That whole area right by St. Jardim is coffee, wine, hybrid land. Mm-hmm. So if you're in New York City, that's like a place to get a first date because coffee, wine allows for like, it's high end without spending too much money. Huh. You know, you can go get a bottle. To me, my thing for a first date and the suggestion I've always given is you get a bottle, you look like a stud. Like, oh, we'll get the bottle. We'll share it. Now you're sharing. Now the bottle becomes the hourglass for the date. When the bottle's done, you guys are done. Or you can re-up for a new place. So it gives you options. It gives a finish. It gives a finale. You know, makes it an ending for something that
yep.
feels endless. Also, it's 2.5 glasses. So you're if you're on a good date, 2.5 glasses is probably a pretty good date.
Yeah.
At the very minimum. So... And if it doesn't go well, you know, again, you've gone through 2.5 glasses. Like, go home, you know, go get some pizza and you're good.
I think a coffee wine place sounds good, too, because you can start with coffee.
Right.
And then if it's going well.
Let's get a glass of wine. Yeah, I'll have a glass of wine. And you say it like that.
Yeah, sure.
Really?
Yeah,
having fun? Yeah, why not? Let's have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Because I like a coffee date. You don't want a coffee walk date because I don't think it shows that you're trying. I think it shows that you're like... kind of leveled someone, which I don't believe to be true. I've gone on walk dates, I've gone on coffee dates and never thought less of the person, but I do think someone might take it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a big people pleaser and I would feel that, I think, and I don't want to, if I'm going to go on a date, I'm going to go on a date.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a coffee wine place is a place where you could be sober and have a nice conversation and not feel like you've given them a less than experience.
Yeah, I like day drinking.
Me too.
I like it more than night drinking.
This is bourbon.
I figured there was Jack Daniels in there. I was going to ask,
love a day drink. I think that's a better way to meet someone. I think, like, right now it's fall, college football season, the best time to meet someone on a serious level.
Yeah.
Summertime, bad time to meet people on a serious level. Good time to fuck, bad time to date. Summertime.
Why is it a bad time?
Springtime, people are in relationships or they're breaking up. Springtime, good time to cheat. I'm just saying.
That's a red flag.
Knowing this doesn't mean I do this. I don't engage in this, but that's when people generally
I've never
cheat.
Heard that a day in my life. Is that people, a Jewish thing?
Whoa. Calling Jews cheaters. Lauren went to the school of Kanye. What I would say is fall, and especially New York. I'm speaking from a New York perspective, but... Here's the thing. Football game, people are out during the day. They're at their most sober at the beginning of the games. You're amongst your friends, so now your friends protect you. They can kind of, and it's not an awkward thing where, here, meet my friends. It's, I'm out with my friends. Uh-huh. We're at the football game. You know what team they're cheering for. you have a commonality, your friend, and what you want in meeting someone, in my opinion, and this is something that on the UUP podcast, we had like a relationship person on, I can't remember their name, but they were talking about the thing of weak ties. Like, no one's going to introduce you. Like, no one wants to be responsible for their best friend and finding them love. Like, right. That's a tall order. Where you find a job, where you find a relationship is from like the friend of friend. You know, the one that doesn't feel awkward around you that you see all the time. Oh, how'd it go? You know, so when you're at a football game, a daytime drinking spot, in a social gathering of that kind, it's just a bar full of weak ties. Because it's like your friend, oh, I know that guy. He was in the fraternity that we used to hang out with. He used to date so-and-so. It's all right in front of you instead of this like thing that's off in the distance.
Mm-hmm. What if a girl doesn't like sports at all?
I don't think you have to like sports to like day drinking and going out with your friends. If you don't like going out with your friends, yeah, you have a social issue.
What do you think is more important for your parents to like your new girlfriend or your best friends to like your new girlfriend?
I think my parents, my family, for me, but I wouldn't tell someone what to feel on that.
What if they totally cock block you? Like, you were so into this girl and they were like, Jared, she's like,
if they're meeting my family, my cock has been unblocked at that point. Like, I've already, cock has done what cocks do. Big boy 8 at that point. Okay. I'll be honest. Medium boy has eaten already. So like, I'm like, you know, like if you meet my parents, we done fucked. You know? So like at that point, like it wouldn't be a cock block. It would be like an emotional block. It would be like, hey, the disappointing part about family not agreeing with you is that you're like, whoa, was I blind? Is my chooser wrong? What's my sensibility? Is my taste kind of like off? You know, like where did I go wrong? It's more of a, to me, I mean, again, like a cock block is so minimal, so surface level. Mm-hmm. You know, a parent saying no is like, oh, where am I? Was I delusional? What went wrong with me eternally?
Yeah, I can see that.
You know?
Yeah, no, totally.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We'll go on to the main course questions.
Okay.
What's the biggest deal breaker for you?
I don't, you know, it's hard to say. Like, there's very little things that I'd like stand up and be like, it's enough, and then leave the table. You know, like I talk on the special 37 and Single on Netflix right now, streaming. Go click on it, watch it for 2 minutes, you'll be there for an hour. What I talk about in the special is like, we're the Google generation. You and I, we're a similar age, I think. You said you were in LA for 16 years.
It's my birthday.
Happy birthday, by the way.
So I'm officially 36.
36. So we're the same generation. Don't be sad. 36 is a beautiful age. It's a wonderful time. You know what you like. You know what you don't like. Isn't that a wonderful thing? You're never going to be at a group dinner with someone who's like, I'm going to pay in cash.
You sound like my therapist.
It's a good time, yeah.
Okay, fine.
Maybe I'm here. The therapist sent me here. This is an intervention.
This is an intervention. Okay.
Here's what I would say. On the apps, I have many deal breakers.
Okay.
Because we're the Google generation. We look up the restaurant before we go. Like, we make sure everything's good and comfy cozy before we get there. So, like, it's very me, and I think a lot of millennials, too. So, you know, you see things on apps where you're like, when you first download the app, you're like, oh, I'll drive to San Francisco, you know, like, mm-hmm. and then you're like 6 months on the app and you're like, if this person isn't 7 inches away, I will not look them in the eye. I don't give a fuck who they know. You know, like, you know, you get more.
Yeah.
You get more ingrained into the couch. So on a date, you know, it would be like, hey, you know, like it's stupid things like saying the word hangry. I'd be like, ugh. Like hangry, like what are you, a fucking loser? You know, like go eat. Like hangry to me is just like this like word that people use to like give themselves like, you know, oh, it's not me. I'm not a piece of shit. I'm just hangry. It just came over. It's not COVID. You know, like go in the fridge, put something in your mouth and come back a normal person. How about that?
Yeah.
So stuff like that gets me like, ugh, you know, but I'm very rarely like so frivolous when I'm with the person. You know what I mean?
Have you ever dated a girl with like an attitude problem?
A toot, a rude toot.
A rude toot.
I have, but that's generally something that I would be like, it was nice to meet you, but I gotta go.
Yeah. What if a girl got fucking wasted at a date with you?
That can happen to anybody. I mean, I could get wasted.
Especially day drinking.
Day drinking. I'm a drinker. So I'm always like, I'm not like a pusher, but I'm like, I'll have another, you know, martini. Why not? And then it's like 3 and I'm like, 4's not a bad number. And I can understand where like my energy could get them going, you know what? I have a 4. And you know, so it happens. Like I would never, I think getting drunk on a date is one of those like things people get very self-conscious about, but it's, it's just like it happens, you know. Like I don't think less of a person unless you go on 3 dates and every day they're fucking hammered. You go, okay, maybe there's a problem here that's more serious than mine.
Yeah. You know, like, which is highly
like
unlikely.
Mine's a fun problem.
Yours is a fun problem. Let's see where we want to go with this. This one pissed everyone off on an episode before. I talked about hygiene.
Okay.
Do you think that if a girl has like hairy armpits or doesn't shave, that that's considered bad hygiene?
I think if you're making a choice, then it's not bad hygiene.
Would you date a girl that had armpit hair?
If she had armpit hair?
Like if she lifted up her arm and it looked like, oh man. I'm not talking about like a teeny bit of stubble.
This
okay?
is the clip that's going to be on TikTok. I can already tell. I can already tell how Lauren rolls. This is the Tucker Carlson clip.
This is not my Tucker Carlson clip.
This is the one that gets angry in the comments.
I'm just saying that I personally, like hair to me, I have had laser hair removal all over my body. I'm like a fucking dolphin.
Like, I got you.
I like to
I get my back waxed.
See? Like, yeah. I personally.
I know.
On a girl.
I go mullet. Party in the front. Bald in the back. That's me. I got a men's in the shape of a phoenix rising from the ashes.
Yeah.
And then the back is totally clean. Not right now. I'm a little embarrassed. But I, you know, to me, you know, there's it's two things. Not generally not my type if you're going to have underarm hair as a woman. That's but not my type, not my problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I kind of live my life that way. Do you, boo?
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not...
Look good, feel good.
Look good, feel good, be good. And I think if that's what makes you feel good, then be good. You know, like, I don't know. This feels like a political answer, but it's really not. This is truly how I feel. Mm-hmm. Like, I... Because also, if someone had underarm hair, I would also go like, oh, like, this person's off the radar. Like, they're doing something different. You know, that's not like... Again, that's not mainstream. Mainstream is dolphin. Yeah, listen, I will tell you this. There was a point where a woman had pubic hair, and we hooked up, and I was so turned on because she was now
like full bush.
Bush loved it, love full bush. Because now the default is dolphin. You're doing what most women do, which is fine, and that makes you feel good, be good, you know, do good. When I see full bush, I'm like, ooh, this person made a decision. That's hot to me. So, like, there's an element of, like, I do me. I, you know, full bush means, you know, and this is, like, the problem with men. Like, this is my male intuition, which is not, which is a little icky sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I see full bush. I'm like, they have made, they have opted for something that makes them feel good, which means they're thinking about it, which means they're thinking about how it looks down there in a way that, you know, Sleek Dolphin really isn't thinking. It's just, this is what I do. So to me, it's kind of hot.
I'm just saying, I'm Italian.
Yes.
And I have so much hair on my body. It is unreal.
Again, it's the same thing as getting a spray tan to me. Like, you're doing that to feel good in your own body, which is the hardest thing in the world.
If, like, I didn't have a lot of hair, maybe I'd want more of it. Because we always want
what we don't have. I get you. I don't know. The bush to me, hot. So maybe, you know, if I was surprised by the underarm hair, but usually there's like a certain type of person that does the underarm hair. So, like, and that's my pre-existing, you know, biases, you know.
I just realized what it is. I think it's that I probably wouldn't have a pretty bush.
A pretty bush.
Like, I would grow like the Amazon.
Well, wouldn't you fashion it? Like, there's a, you know, just
like trim it?
Yeah, there's a, people don't say I'm growing a bush and then go, whatever happens. You know? Like, I don't think that's how it goes with bush people.
I don't know. I guess in my head, that's how I think it goes. Because
no, like, mine is braided on each side. There's a little braid with a scrunchie on both of the sides. That's the way I do mine.
Frosted tips?
Frosted tips. I put a little lightning bolt in the middle as the part. You know those parts that go zigzag? That's what mine is. Mine zigzag parts at the top, braided, frosted tips, and then scrunchies on both. There's a lot going on down here. 37 and single on Netflix right now. You can go watch it streaming for all your viewing pleasures. There's a whole bit about bush braiding.
Oh,
I actually
man.
Give a tutorial.
That was much more for me than anybody
else. Listen, the audience,
really,
I don't know.
Needed to hash that out with
someone. Sorry, ladies, for making everyone too wet.
Look, that was truly invigorating. I loved that. Well, I'm going to ask you one last question before we ask our dessert question.
Okay.
Where is the craziest place you've ever hooked up?
Ooh, I'm not... One time on an island in the middle of a lake, I took a canoe with a lady to an island in the middle of a lake, and it was the worst sexual performance of my life because there was no give. This is the thing about sex on the beach, sex on the ground, any type of nature sex. You underrate how much we are, like, used to a mattress. You know, we are like, we think everything's a mattress if we lay on it. And it's not, that's not the case.
Right.
Like, you forget right away. And you don't realize until that second, you're like, oh, I can't move. I can't thrust here.
That's like a waterbed, kinda.
A waterbed? An island? It's land.
You said you were on a lake in a canoe.
No, took the canoe with the lady to the...
Oh, I thought you were...
You know what's really sad about coming quickly on an island? You have to go back. That's the saddest part. You have to apologize the whole canoe ride back. This never happens. You want to go get food? That's the saddest part about coming quickly on a lake island.
Well, you came, you saw, you conquered.
There it is.
All right, moving on to my
big
final...
Big dog ate.
Medium dog.
Medium dog. Strong medium. Strong medium dog ate. Woof, woof. Shout out to my strong medium boys.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
Dessert question.
All right, let's go.
What is the sweetest thing you've ever done for your significant other?
Oh, this is, we end on a
sweet note.
I love it. The sweetest thing I've ever done. One time I was on a date, okay? I'm on a date with a girl. We got clams in the sauce.
Like a cozze?
Like a what?
In Italian, it's called cozze. C-O-Z-Z-E.
Yeah, like a Fra Diavolo type of deal.
It's like the broth and
What's better than putting the bread in the broth? Nothing, right? Mm. Like, that's the best thing in the world. So it's the beginning. We get the clams. It comes, and I took one. You know, having the clams. We're dipping the bread. I took the extra bread. There was a fifth piece of bread. I put it in the broth. Let it sit. okay? The waiter comes over, is like, are you guys done with the clams? I go, hold on one thing. I took the bread from, that was now like a sponge, full of the broth, and I put it on her plate. I go, made you something.
That is so nice of you.
Take that, dudes. Learn from the best.
That's so incredibly nice
How
of you.
How nice. I've never, I don't know what made me think to do it. That's, it wasn't like something I do. I did it once, and I was like, Jared, I was so amazingly erect when I did that for that person. Like, I felt so good.
That is so sweet.
It really was.
Wasn't selfish.
No, and it was like also like it was thoughtful, and it wasn't purchased, even though it was you purchased the dish, but like
it was the last piece.
The last piece.
Did she eat it?
Of course.
Did she love it?
If she didn't eat it, that's when I would have stood up. Enough.
Deal breaker.
Deal breaker.
She's like,
I would have been like, I'm hangry, I'm out of here. You know, left the date immediately. That would have made me leave. I would have been really, that would have been like, we don't know each other. We're not each other's match.
Yeah.
You know, if she did not, oh, no, I'm full. If she didn't realize the gravity, can you imagine of
if
how
like,
I just ate some bread.
That's a great story. I love it. Well, the only Thank red you. Flag I really had for you is that you just know the season to cheat.
I know the season people do cheat. Not this guy. Spring, you've had it. You were on the couch with your, you know, significant other for two, you know, the whole winter.
Yeah.
You're out. It happens.
I love it. I think I'd have you back for a second date. I feel
Thank
like we're
you.
Gonna have some bread and I wanna have some
Sop it up.
Yeah. I wanna have a little taste testing situation here. Like some coffee and wine. I think you're like a solid second date.
I'll take it. There's a little check mark on it. You know, Lauren approved.
Yeah.
There we go. I'll take it. This is not my new resume. I'll put it on the dating apps. I'll put it out there.
Look, this is going to be a thing. If your first date approved.
I can't wait.
You know? So people can go listen to your podcast, You Up. They can go watch your special, 37 and Single.
37 and Single. We got dating jokes, breakup jokes. There's gender reveal jokes that I know everyone like. That goes 100% for people. I talk a lot about late night eating, talk about my parents. I talk about canceling, you know, Gen Z canceling millennials. It's a very specific version of it. But then that's it.
Favorite part of it? Your personal favorite
the
part?
The gender reveal joke. It just was so much fun to see people react to that joke. I think like it just across the board, if you don't like that joke, you don't like fun comedy.
Yeah.
You know, you're a loser.
So take that.
Like the other ones I could go, yeah, I could have rewritten it better. That one I'm like, no. And also the late night eating at the end, I talk about late night eating a lot, and it happened in Dallas, this true story. And then at the end during the credits, there's I put hidden cameras in the green room and I film my parents giving me shit.
Oh.
And it's like my mom and dad, and they're like fighting, and they're just like they're characters. Like, I just got written up in the New York Times, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, they don't have a New York Times password. And it's like, and my mom goes, fabulous. And then my dad writes back. This is a group chat. I send the link to the New York Times review. My mom writes back. Here, I'll read it to you right now. It's crazy. This is crazy. This is my parents to a T. And I'm on the road right now, and my shows right now are all talking about my parents.
Uh-huh.
It's a whole new hour, and it's all about going to the beach with my family.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's so much fun to do, and, like, I'm watching people in the crowd with their parents, like, hitting, like, I'm watching guys, like, hit their dads.
They're like, this is you!
Exactly. Like, you fucking loser! You know,
see,
like,
same shit!
I've been trying to tell you, you piece of shit! And it's my greatest pleasure, and so I sent the article, the New York Times article, to my parents, and then my mom wrote back, fabulous! Like, most mom... What did it say? I can't get the New York Times. My dad writes back, how do you know it's fabulous then? This is my New York Times review. And then my mom writes back, because they mentioned Jared Freed. That's her response.
What a lovely mom.
We're not a New York Times family. We're a USA Today, look at the graphs family.
Yeah. That's just flip through the photos.
Yeah, that's us.
Y'all are People Magazine.
We're People Magazine, stupid state school idiots. And so, yeah, I'm on the road. If people want to come, I would love to have you guys there.
Where can people find you?
JaredFreed.com. I'm going to Huntington, Long Island. There's a lot of room. It might be me talking to like seven bartenders at a theater.
That's awesome.
I took a chance. See, no, it's awesome if five people show up.
That's a private show.
Me and some...
seven bartenders.
Yes, me and seven bartenders. This is my next special. Me and,
that
and then
sounds
Seattle,
like every show I do.
Charlotte. This is. We should go on the road together. We could.
Some people
seven
sell
bartenders.
Out, I clear out. People yeah. are like, oh, Lauren's going to be there? I come go see a movie. Yeah,
everyone out.
Yeah, done.
Yeah, no, that's me right now in Huntington, Long Island. I'm doing better other places. I don't know. Charlotte, Philly, D.C., Baltimore, Dania Beach, Portland, Oregon, Phoenix, San Diego, Boston... Chicago. Chicago I do well because it's like, you know, that town's like me. Like,
yeah.
You know,
you're
zip
doing
up
all
sweatshirts. I do them all 57.
That. So there you go. There so go. You can find Jared everywhere in the world.
Everywhere.
Everywhere in the world.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. We'll see you guys next time.
First date, baby.
Are you really drinking a glass of milk with dinner?
First date, I can't wait.
You told your mom about me?
Just say you're ready.
Delete my number.
First date.
Your parents.